Welcome to Summer with the Symphony on In the Moment. I'm Brendan Gagan. This series of performances by the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra airs every Monday through August 26th. Today we'll hear George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue featuring pianist and Sioux Falls native Paul Sanchez. It was one of the first compositions to combine elements of classical and jazz music. This specific performance was led by music director Delta David Geyer and was a part of the Music Unwound American Roots Concert. Before we get to Rhapsody in Blue, we'll hear Maestro Geyer discuss the history of the piece, Gershwin's ties to Antonin Dvorak, and the history of racial bias and division in American classical music.
So the most famous words that Dvorak ever uttered were quoted in the New York Herald on May 21st, 1893. He said, "A great and noble school of American music would be founded upon these Negro melodies that he adored." Dvorak's prophecy was instantly influential and, well, controversial. And not only in the United States. In Vienna, the composer Anton Bruckner was dumbfounded. He wrote, quote, "The basis of all music must be found in the classical works of the past. German musical literature contains no written text emanating from the Negro race. And however sweet the Negro melodies might be, they can never form the groundwork of the future music of America." In Boston, Dvorak was denounced as a Negrophile. Was Dvorak's prophecy true? Well, yes and no. Yes, in that American popular music, with its black roots, would sweep the world. No, because classical music in America would remain white. The most notable exception happens to be the most universally acclaimed American opera, George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess, an opera steeped in slave song, in black suffering and redemption. And Gershwin generally is a composer steeped in those Negro melodies. He began on Tin Pan Alley as a sensationally successful songwriter. This led to Broadway, then to Hollywood, and finally to Carnegie Hall. Gershwin was envied and mistrusted by other American composers. So was jazz. And there was a time when his most popular concert works, including Rhapsody in Blue, which we're about to hear, were segregated on Pops concerts. No longer. The history of Rhapsody in Blue is legendary. A popular white band leader, who was actually named Paul Whiteman, decided to produce a concert venturing in between jazz and classical idioms. He called it an experiment in modern music. He commissioned Gershwin to write something like a piano concerto. Gershwin composed his Rhapsody in a matter of weeks. As he did not yet know how to orchestrate, Whiteman employed his own orchestrator, Ferdy Groffé, to turn Gershwin's two-piano score into one for piano and orchestra. The premiere on February 12, 1924, at New York's Aeolian Hall was a great event. The audience included Stravinsky, Rachmaninoff, and Stokowski. Within 3 years, Whiteman's recording of Rhapsody in Blue with Gershwin at the keyboard sold more than a million copies. 1924. Groffé created two orchestrations for Rhapsody in Blue, the first for jazz band, the second for full orchestra. Tonight we will hear that full orchestra version with Paul Sanchez as soloist. Please welcome back to our SDSO stage, Mr. Paul Sanchez. So what's the connection from Gershwin to Dvorak? Or Dvorak to Gershwin, I should say. It's actually a straight line. For starters, Gershwin resolved to become a composer when he heard Maxie Rosenzweig practicing Dvorak's G-flat major humoresque, wafting from a Brooklyn apartment house window. It's a piece most of us know, composed by Dvorak in New York, inspired by those Negro melodies and full of bluesy American cadences. Paul, remind us what that G-flat major humoresque sounds like. Just a reminder, that was Dvorak, not Gershwin, not Scott Joplin, right? So here's another Dvorak humoresque that sounds just like Porgy and Bess, and yet it was composed 40 years earlier. George Gershwin's first smash hit, composed in 1919 when he was 20 years old, was the song Swanee. It was a send-up of minstrel song. Think of it as an affectionate parody. We're about to hear it, followed by a second Gershwin song, affectionate in another way. It's a sophisticated love song. But first, let me say a word about blackface minstrelsy. It was the most popular form of American entertainment for half a century. It featured white performers caricaturing African Americans, a practice which is odious to us today. But that minstrel songs appealed to Dvorak and Gershwin, both of whom so greatly esteemed African American music, hints at the complexity of this topic. And we'll revisit that topic during a post-concert conversation right here at the front of the stage following the Ives Symphony tonight. Please join us. So our two Gershwin songs will serve as a transition from Dvorak's American Suite with its echoes of minstrelsy to Rhapsody in Blue. Will you please welcome William Sharp to sing them?
How I love you, my dear old Swanee.
The South Dakota Symphony Orchestra performing George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. This performance took place November 17, 2018, in Mary W. Somerville Hall at the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls. Music director Delta David Geyer led the orchestra. The pianist was Sioux Falls native Paul Sanchez. Before Rhapsody in Blue, you heard Antonin Dvorak's Humoresques in G-flat and F major, along with Gershwin's Swanee and Lady Be Good, featuring baritone William Sharp. I'm Brendan Gakin. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Summer with the Symphony. Listen again next week to hear Charles Ives' Symphony No. 2.